This is the way the season's going to go for the Cleveland Guardians, and someone who's a big fan of the Indians over the years and now the Cleveland Guardians is our senator from Ohio, Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod. How are you today?
Good to be back and talk baseball. We as some of your listeners know, you certainly know, we usually do this on Thursday mornings, but since Major League Baseball didn't cooperate and scheduled the opener Friday, we switched to Friday so we can talk baseball. So thank you. Yeah. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. And, of course, the big news today, well, the official news is that Jose Ramirez is now locked up, hopefully for his entire career. It's not something we always see here in Cleveland, but it's good to see. And he seems to be enjoying his sort of, I would say, newfound freedom, so they don't have to keep talking about things like that, right?
Yeah, and look, and I'm sure this isn't the entire reason, but look at the start he's had. He's leads the league in RBIs, among the top three in average, on base percentage, slugging, OPS, all those things. And he's just a great, you know, he's a player that's one of the best players in the major leagues, and people outside of Cleveland don't really know it. But I think from his perspective, you know, he's a 16-year-old kid coming from the Dominican Republic. I'm sure didn't have much money growing up, and Cleveland found him, has been good to him. He's been good to the fans, and is one of the best. So I'm thrilled that they've kept him. It'll be you think about all the really good players that have come through Cleveland, and none of them have been there as long as Ramirez will be, except for like Bob Feller. Yeah. And so that's pretty exciting for all of us as fans.
And it's always good to see some, he's the veteran on there, the young players on there. What do you think? What do you make of Stephen Kwan, the guy who walks?
I don't know. And I think he's so it's interesting. One of the best things about him is he doesn't swing and miss. I mean, remember, it was the fifth or sixth game of the season, the first time he actually swung and missed at a pitch. And, you know, most guys in their first at bat swing and miss, trying to hit a home run. And the nerd I am, and Lorain County people, because I lived there so many years and love baseball, and so many in Lorain and Elyria and Sheffield and Avon all overdue. I every day now, because they're off to this really cool start with their hitting, I Google Major League Baseball leaders. And Indians, like second, third, and fourth, leading batting average in the major league, three different Indians. First in on-base percentage, second and third in on-base plus slugging. First in RBIs, first in runs scored and stolen bases. I mean, they have players that have four or five players that are leading the league, leading the majors in one of those categories. Obviously, Kwan and this guy Miller that nobody had that much hope for, I didn't think. And, of course, Ramirez and Mercado even and Straw. So it's just been – I mean, I know it will last the whole season. To be among the league leaders, but it sure is fun to watch now.
Right, but if it's infectious to the other ball players to just keep a better eye on the ball and not always trying to swing for the fences, hit the ball where they are not, that kind of leads to – it's interesting with the fact that the designated hitter has made its way into the National League, and we seem to be playing a little bit of, you know, smaller ball, as it were.
Well, and that's – the fans – I mean, the fans like home runs, of course, but – fans like you and me that really pay a lot of attention to the game, there's nothing better than a triple or a really well-placed bunt in a key situation. And you see these huge shifts, and they only used to shift against like one player on the team, the Ted William, whatever, the really good players, they do these dramatic shifts. Now they shift on everybody, and if players would learn to bunt, they could break the shift and you know, it doesn't even have to be a great bunt to beat it out against a shift. And then the game might change a little bit back to what it was. And I think that considering fans are too many cases losing interest in baseball, I think that would help the team, would help the game. But that's just one fan's opinion.
Yeah, it's opening day at Progressive Field for the Cleveland Guardians. It's their inaugural opener as the Guardians. It's also the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson Day as well, related to that too. So that's another highlight that everybody wearing the special numbers to round the league today. So that's just kind of another highlight.
Yeah, Larry Doby Jr. is throwing out the first pitch. And
yep.
Doby gets so little credit, considering he was the first in the American League, came up to Cleveland only a few weeks after Robinson. And Doby didn't play in Triple-A, you know, white baseball, whatever it was called, in the Triple-A baseball. Robinson got to play with Montreal for a season, kind of getting him into the league. And Doby didn't. Doby came from the Negro Leagues the same week, came into Cleveland, and showed amazing courage and strength, and was a Hall of Famer, too. And people in Cleveland, I mean, we should be celebrating Larry Doby a lot more than we do.
Yep. Well, Larry Doby Jr. will be catching because Tom Hanks, they've got him.
Oh, that's right. Hanks is throwing. Dobie's catching. That's right. Got it wrong.
That's a great battery that we've got going on tonight as well. But it looks like a lot of fun as the season opens up in Cleveland as well. And across the park over there, the Cavaliers hoping to get into the playoffs as well. So a lot of big things happening in downtown Cleveland. Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for talking just baseball and not politics.
That's right.
That.
Thanks.